From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana and the rest of the Caribbean coming to terms with the death of President Chedi Jagan. Our special focus on today's program. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
And life goes on. They have passed out of the scene and you have other people carrying on.
The late President Dr. Chedi Jagan, who passed away in the early hours of Thursday morning at a Washington hospital. He was undergoing treatment there for heart problems. The news was broken in Georgetown this morning by Acting President Sam Hines.
It is with profound grief and sadness that I inform you that our beloved President and Commander-in-Chief, His Excellency Dr. Chedi Jagan, has died.
This morning's swearing-in of Sam Hines as Guyana's new executive president was a solemn affair. The country today began 6 days of mourning, as Colin Smith reports from Georgetown.
There is a very noticeable mood of sadness among Guyanese as they go about their business today. They are obviously feeling the loss of President Jagan, who the Guyana Human Rights Association described in a statement this morning as the only person who has an unassailable claim to the title Father of the Nation. In spite of sharp ideological and philosophical differences with the political opposition, he undoubtedly gained not only their deep respect, but even their admiration. In fact, the leaders of the opposition political parties were among the first this morning to express on their own behalf and that of their supporters their sympathy to Dr. Jagan's family, the cabinet, and to the nation as a whole. Dr. Rupert Rupnarain, leader of the Working People's Alliance, expressed sentiments which were also echoed by the country's other political parties.
All his life he was a brave soldier of the working people, not only of Guyana, but of the Caribbean and of the world. In a colonial era when many still believed that our country and people had to accept their condition, he helped lift our sights to our potential and capacity to challenge the imperial authority. It is largely because of his example that the post-World War II generation in Guyana took up working-class politics as part of their political culture. Chedi Jagan has left a legacy of political thought and action and integrity, which can be the foundation for a Guyana that is sovereign, democratic, and prosperous.
One of the talking points this morning among many Guyanese was the implications of Dr. Jagan's death on the politics of the country. Political analyst Mr. Frederick Kassoon thinks they are many.
He's been a president that lacked vindictiveness, embodied tremendous integrity, embodied tremendous patience, and was genuinely liked even by the people who did not vote for him. Now, those shoes are not easily filled. Then the other implication to look at is the leadership of the PPP. I do not believe Mr. Sam Hines will contest the leadership of the PPP. I do not believe the PPP would want to choose Mr. Sam Hines.
Following a meeting of the cabinet, which began at 5 o'clock this morning, 3.5 hours after the death of Dr. Jagan, former Prime Minister Mr. Sam Hines was sworn in as Guyana's new executive president. Just before the swearing-in, cabinet assured the incoming president of its total support in the discharge of his constitutional functions as head of state.
Colin Smith in Georgetown. In this 1963 interview obtained from the BBC World Service archives, Dr. Jagan talks about his early life.
My grandparents were indentured to a plantation. But my parents, although they were born in India, they were very young when they came, 1.5, 2 years old. And my father was a sugar worker.
So you grew up on a sugar plantation,
yes,
yourself?
Yes, of course.
What do you remember of your really early life?
Life was pretty tough. We didn't have very much money. We were living in a small house at the beginning. I remember as a treat, just to show you how standard living then was. My father, which was customary, Saturday night, you know, spree in the village nearby, and he used to come back and bring sardines and cheese and bread, which was a big luxury.
Dr. Chedi Jagan took to politics soon after qualifying as a dentist in the United States and in 1943 marrying the Jewish-American Janet Rosenberg. He helped establish Guyana's first political party, the People's Progressive Party, in 1950. In 1953, the British government suspended the constitution of then-British Guyana and detained, among others, Dr. Jagan. Twice more in 1957 and 1961, he was re-elected. He lost power to rival Forbes Burnham and the People's National Congress in 1964. With what is now widely regarded as the help of American intelligence, Chettijagan had to wait 28 years for another chance in government in what was acknowledged as Guyana's first untainted election in that period. Orrin Gordon now retraces the latter part of Dr. Jagan's life.
At the 1990 CARICOM summit in Jamaica, Dr. Jagan, then opposition leader, tried to gatecrash to get electoral reform on the agenda. He wasn't allowed to. 2 years later, at a special summit in Trinidad, he was giving a keynote speech. A special guest. If a week is a long time in politics, Dr. Jagan's been there for more than half a century. At 78, he was the oldest leader in the Caribbean community. Still, journalists and other Jagan watchers over the past few years would probably have reacted with surprise to news of his heart attack. It's not unusual for a man of 70.